KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A KZN cop and her accomplice have begun serving various prison terms for murdering two people, including her husband. Sergeant Dombizo Dwandinga and Samkelo Mpanza were sentenced at the Mdubaduba High Court this week. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says they'd been charged for kidnapping, robbery and murder for a crime committed in August 2023.
A warrant officer Nkosinadinga was at his house at Patane area near Gwambonambi with Ms. Tembendulo Mzuli and the accused number one in this matter, his wife. Panza and his accomplices, they entered the house at a gunpoint. They robbed them of their cell phones and took two service pistols for Warrant Officer Ndinga as well as accused number one, Dombizo Dwandinga. And they left the crime scene with Warrant Officer Ndinga and Mdluli.
After abducting the pair, the suspects assaulted them before pushing the officer's friend out of the moving car. Days later, Officer Ndinga's body was found near a river in Umfolozi with multiple gunshot wounds. After investigations, police arrested Mbanza and the officer's wife, Sergeant Dombizo Dwandinga. They were both sentenced to life imprisonment for murder. In other news, the South African Medical Association says the country is not ready for another pandemic. This week marked 5 years since South Africa went into a hard lockdown after the COVID-19 outbreak. Health experts have warned the coronavirus won't be the last disease to lay devastation across the world. SAMA chairperson Mvuyiswa Mzuko says the country is still grappling with many issues and has a long way to go before it can manage another pandemic. He referred to Health Ombudsman reports investigating allegations of mismanagement at two hospitals.
The first one was by Professor William Makhoba, who was looking at Raima Musa Hospital and categorically stated that the picture that we see at Raima Musa Hospital can be painted right across the country. But another report came in recently regarding Helen Joseph. It spoke of issues of management, leadership and governance. It spoke of the dilapidating infrastructure.
And abroad, demonstrators have descended on Tesla dealerships across the US, Canada and in Europe to rally against company chief Elon Musk. The protests largely took place peacefully following fiery episodes of vandalism on Teslas in recent weeks. The tech billionaire has amassed power as a top advisor to US President Donald Trump. Hundreds rallied last night outside a dealership in New York's Manhattan. Some blasted Musk, demanding the shuttering of his Department of Government Efficiency. Tesla hasn't responded to the protests. Your top story this hour, a KZN cop and her accomplice have begun serving various prison terms for murdering two people, including her husband. They were sentenced to life imprisonment at the Mdubaduba High Court this week. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.